That's the Grip Weeds. Wow. That's great.
That was reality.
Thank you.
That was a nice jolt of reality there. Well, thank you.
It was for us after being
right
in a van since New Jersey.
Wow. Gosh, what time did you leave this morning?
Well, we left yesterday at noon, and we drove until midnight, and we got to Charlotte, and then we moseyed on down here this morning after the IHOP. You know, life on the road.
I'm not in the Cracker Barrel.
You have to adapt to life on the road. It's a whole other parallel existence, really.
Yeah.
You know, you're out of your normal program, and you just get into a rhythm when you're on the road.
Just from one day. This is only our second day out.
Oh, man. Well, let's talk about your instruments. We talked about that bay thing. It's not a
Dumbek.
Dumbek, there we go.
But now I'm playing guitar.
Yeah. Okay, you've switched off. Tell us about your guitar.
Well, this is something I really like. It's a Gibson Everly Brothers acoustic.
Oh, yeah.
And we're actually, maybe more, I more so than the others are influenced by the Everly Brothers.
Oh, I'm as influenced as you are.
Oh, okay.
our sound is very built around harmony, and as brothers,
yeah, lean in a little. There you go.
We learned how to sing harmony partially by listening to the Everly Brothers.
Yeah. And they're from they're from Kentucky. They're not quite from this area, but this was just a guitar I've always wanted to own, and now I do.
Now you do. Yeah. Well, I like the Everly Brothers, too. Their harmony, you guys, y'all picked up a lot from them.
Well, these two brothers are about 3 years apart?
Yeah.
So when they sing, they have that brother thing, brother blend.
Like 3 years second off.
Well, you know what it is, and this is something that Everly Brothers talked about themselves.
We met them.
One of the things they said was that being family, you come from the same place, you grew up, you know, you speak the same, your dialect, and you know each other so well because you're brothers that as a harmony blend, you can float together and lock in really tight. And that's really true about brothers singing. You get a very tight blend that is hard to get when you're not, you know,
brothers.
When you're not related,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And the other thing they told us was to buy real estate.
That's right. buy land. Phil Everly, buy land. That's what he told me.
That one mic is still not picking up too well. I don't know if we can fix that or not. We have our techno man here, Scott. All right, well, let's go back on these instrument things. You're playing a 12-string.
Am I being picked up yet, Scott?
Here you go.
All right, I'll try the other mic.
Try your brother's mic.
Okay, this is a 12-string acoustic, handmade by Yeri, as it says in the guitar.
Is that like Yanni?
I don't know. Unfortunately, this guitar isn't mine. It's Kurt's, but I also have one similar, so happy to play this one.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Nice 12-string sound. Kristen.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. We all share a house in New Jersey. We all have a lot of instruments, so we're always going back and forth with each other. This guitar that I'm playing is a 67 SG, which Kurt actually found, who's my husband. My husband.
I find the guitars and
my husband,
make them
by
buy
the way,
them.
The guy over there in the Dombeck, he found me this SG and I played it, and it's just a monster live. It's got such a great rock and roll sound, and it's just, you hit a chord and it's great. Sounds great.
In case anybody's confused, I'm Kurt over here. I'm the drummer, and I play guitar also because I write some songs and I sing. So,
do you play a full kit drum when you guys play?
Yeah, when we play live, I use a drum set, and I don't play any guitar.
Wow. So, do you sing from the drum? You sing lead? Wow.
I sing while I play.
Well, that's impressive. Sounds like that'd be kind of tough.
It started out tough. But I've been doing it since I was a kid, and it's just another thing to coordinate. It's just like playing the hi-hat cymbal, you know?
Now you're just a big kid, and you're still doing it.
Still doing
it takes a lot of energy.
Yeah, I would think
that's
so.
That's the thing. It takes a lot of air to sing and play. Because
you got a lot of air, though.
I have a lot of air.
That's right.
Hot air.
He's a jogger, so it helps.
That helps. And on bass...
Yeah, this is a Rickenbacker 4003 that Kurt made me buy. No, on the record, I was able to use pretty much every classic bass there was, from jazz bass, precision, Hofner, hollow body, the Rickenbacker 4001 Paul McCartney model.
You're such a geek.
this was, you should talk on the guitar. You have a... But I think this bass pretty much captures all the classic sounds all in one that I got on the record, so I'm pretty happy with it. Yeah. But this is actually my bass, so.
It's not Kurt's?
It's not Kurt's.
No, it's not Kurt.
No, not on that one.
All right, well, we'll talk more. I have more questions, but I want to hear another song.
We're gonna do one that Nancy asked us to play.
That's all right. This is my favorite.
What is it? The second track on the Giant of the Beach record, Give Me Some of Your Ways.
Scott, is this on yet?
I can make it on real quick if we'll just take one second. Okay.
So we'll wait for you.
All right. While Scott's fixing that, I do want to mention that you guys have a website, gripweeds.com.
Yes. Yeah.
www.
That's right. So if you want to get on your computer and see what these guys look like real quick, they have a nice little photo gallery there.
You know, there's another little thing about the Giant on the Beach CD. It's actually an enhanced CD, meaning if you buy it and you put it into your computer at home, it'll pop up into this special website that it's kind of a you get exclusive sound clips, video clips, interviews, photos, all stuff that no one else can access unless you own the CD.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. Including the complete guitar list for the album, all the guitars we used on which song, if you're into that sort of thing.
We'll be premiering the video on that song.
Oh, yeah. And
it also gives you your own astrological chart.
And recipes.
Right. We just shot a video. We'll talk about the video later.
Recipes are in there.
Enough yakking. Let's play.
All right.
Yeah.
Give
me
some of your ways.
Scott.
Yeah. There you go.
We should be ready. Scott says we should be.
Should be. So I guess we'll take that as a yes.
The one's wearing headphones.